Genoa.
And this is Yusuf.
And this is In-Flight Entertainment.
Yes, and we are in the Throwback Thursday of Women's History Month. And a very appropriate episode we have for you today.
Yes, so we are doing the 2013 classic, Belle, directed by Ama Asante.
Mm-hmm.
And written by Misan Sagay, and stars, I will let you do her name.
I don't know if I say a first name right, but I'm going to say Gugu Mbatha-Raw. Love her name. Matthew, was it Goody?
Good.
Yeah. I don't know what was the E at the end. I was putting the Latasi. For people who don't know him, I know him from Watchmen, the movie Watchmen, the Zack Snyder joint. He was the villain in that movie. And the movie also stars Emily Watson, who don't love watching Emily Watson do her thing.
Yeah, he's right now he's in a TV show called The Discovery of Witches. He plays a vampire. He's super sexy in there. A lot of people may know him from The Crown, and Downton Abbey. He's also in that.
Oh, he's in that too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know those Brits. Well, they keep working.
Yes, they do, especially when they're hot like he is.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, and also the lead, because she's British also. So.
Right.
Yeah. So what's this about?
So this is actually based on. Sorry, guys, my allergies. Allergies are killing me today. Belle is based off of a true story. It is about a mixed-race daughter, Dido Elizabeth Belle, of Royal Navy Captain Sir John Lindsay, who's raised by her aristocratic great-uncle, Lord William Murray, the first Earl of Mansfield, in 18th century England.
Yeah, you know, this is a very interesting, like, I had zero knowledge about Dido Elizabeth Belle, because they don't really teach that stuff in American history, because it ain't American history. But, I mean, she have a very unique story, and I was definitely intrigued. I thought pretty much, you know, the aristocrats and all those, you know, white wig wearing, you know, Brits and stuff back in the day were all white. But this is an interesting case because this is, they call it a mulatto woman who was, you know, rightful, I guess, into the aristocratic lifestyle, if you will. I don't know how to phrase that.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah, they definitely would never teach this in American history. The first time I had ever even heard of it is when the movie was released almost 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I tried to go and do some research on it because most of history is written by old white men. It's very hard to tell whether or not the story were that you would read on like Wikipedia or... any like white written website, mm-hmm. is the true story and has been whitewashed, or what is the actual, like, what actually happened in the family. Mm-hmm. But based on this movie and based on just some high level research online, she was born to a white father, and her mother was a slave. And unlike a lot of American men who fathered children with slaves, he actually went in and recognized his daughter to the point that when he passed away, she got a dowry and she got inheritance, which was uncommon.
Right. Yeah, because a lot of, you know, a lot of those English guys back in the day like to kind of keep their secrets at sea, so to speak, in other places.
One, yeah. And when you're having sex with property, and your property has children, those children still become property. Mm-hmm. At least that's how it was here in the U.S.
Yeah. So. Yeah, ask Thomas Jefferson. and also, the movie kind of opens up, with the father, going to get his, his daughter, this is the cutest little girl you can ever see. I think she was like 9 or a little younger than that. So he brings her, into the home and pretty much let everyone know, like, hey, this is my daughter. She will be amongst us because, she is of my blood, and you all will respect her as such. So then we have this, this tension, not necessarily tension, but it's like this, the rules, so to speak, the rules of the house amongst them with Dido. That's Belle's name. First name is Dido. When there's gatherings, she can't be in the same room. She can't really mingle because she's kind of like the dark secret they want to keep in the closet, amongst their fellow like aristocratic, peers, if you will.
Right. So that's how it's portrayed in the movie on Wikipedia and American history pages. The way it's portrayed is that because she was, it was because she was a bastard. And that's a horrible name, but word. Mm-hmm. But basically it wasn't just because of her skin color. It was also because she wasn't, sired as part of a wedded couple.
Right. Yeah. And then you kind of have the situation because she have a cousin, a white cousin, right? That's pretty much more or less the same age as her. So, like, they grew up together and they kind of share the same, more or less the same, things until company arrives. Then it's like, oh, okay, Dido, right? Just almost like Cinderella, like, okay, you go in the kitchen or something like that.
So her cousin was living with the Lord William Murray because although she was sired in wedlock, her father didn't recognize her as his child because she wasn't born a boy,
right?
And I believe her mother died in childbirth or when she was young. So he wasn't going to have an heir to his estate. So he was just sort of like, that's not my child. Mm. And so Lord William Murray, the first Earl of Mansfield, and his wife couldn't have children. And so they took her in and they took Dido in. And like when you go and read all the history pages, Dido's portrayed as a playmate that they brought into the family and not necessarily part of the family, which is weird and unfortunate.
Even though like her blood, right? To the family and the heirs and like everything that they possess. What I really dug about the movie is how certain scenes were kind of like quiet revelations to Dido that, okay, I'm slowly realizing my place in this family that mirrors what's going on in society with people of my color, and that's kind of where the slow rebellion started, kicking in. And also, she comes across, what was he like, a young like abolitionist or like lawyer or what?
Yeah, in the movie, he was the son of a clergyman and really had no future. And he was hoping to grow his future by becoming a lawyer. And so that's why he was working for the Earl or the Lord, whatever his name is, Lord Mansfield.
Mm-hmm.
So that he could grow his future, because he was like the second or third child of a clergyman and really had no futures unless he went and got a real job. And he was hoping to do that by becoming a lawyer. And so a big part of the movie is a case. It's Gregson versus Gilbert. And it's basically the ship owners threw overboard a bunch of slaves and went and submitted an insurance claim for their property. And the insurance company refused to pay the claim because they viewed it as insurance fraud.
Right. Yeah. And so Dido's uncle was kind of on the side of, well, yeah, they should get, you know, they should get the ship that threw the slaves off, like they should get retribution, right? Like, even though they shouldn't.
Yeah. He doesn't really ever say what his until he makes a decision. So Lord Mansfield is actually like the highest court in the British government at this time. It would be like going to the Supreme Court, but there's only one person making the ruling. And he, like, throughout the movie, you have the young lawyer in Dido trying to convince him that slaves are more the property, that they're humans. And when you're just throwing people overboard to save money, that would be like him getting rid of his own niece that he's been raising like a daughter.
Right. Yeah. And then, and Belle started confronting the uncle that way. You know, it's like, hey, it's not just what you view of things outside of this house. Like, I'm part of how you're looking at these people, you know, outside of this house. You know, like, you could say, oh, well, you know, well, my niece Dido is different. Like, she kept kind of trying to hit the point home. It's not, I'm the same as the servant that's been serving us dinner. You know, like, I'm from that lineage. Like, my mother is from that lineage, because, like, you can't, if denying them is denying me. And you love me, so how would you deny me that kind of thing? So many, you know, lots of scenes where, you know, Belle just kept trying to hit home, you know, the bigger picture of the decision, you know. She was definitely a headstrong woman, at least in this portrayal through this particular movie.
Yeah. And so ultimately, like, the uncle, Lord Mansfield, he makes his decision in court, and you can actually go read that, because it's based on real history.
Yeah.
That judgment. And basically he said that he was still in his judgment. He still viewed the slaves as his property. But he did rule in favor of the insurance company, saying that the ship captains did do insurance fraud. Mm-hmm. And the difference was, if there were like really sick and really missing water and had to get rid of their property in order to save themselves, that would be one thing. But they passed a number of courts on their way to the final court where they could have gotten help. But they opted to pass those courts and throw off their property in order to make an insurance claim. So that was his judgment. But at the end of his judgment, he then goes on to say, and they weren't property, they were people. And that was really the beginning of slavery being stopped within British territories.
Mm.
even though they were still colonizing the shit out of countries everywhere.
It's like, let's not do it here. But you know, we'll just pick up our ball and go to other playgrounds. But we're just not going to play here.
Right. We're still going to be racist as fuck. But it's just going to be like soft racism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, cloaked under, you know, bourgeoisie, whatever.
Right. And all of that, like, is happening in the courts. You also have the white cousin and Dido trying to find husbands in the middle of all of this, and Dido experiencing all the racism that you would experience in high society, which I think it's kind of funny that we're doing this now because of everything that was happening with who's the black actress that married the prince?
Megan.
Yeah. And all of the, like, her Oprah interview and all of that racism coming out. Nothing's changed in 300 years or longer.
Clearly.
Is what we're seeing in high society in Britain.
Yeah, of course, you know, that's the thing. Wherever there's classism and, you know, economic prosperity skewed in one side instead of the other, yeah, you're going to, you know, get a lot of racism. Yeah. But you know, so you have to fight the good fight.
And then in the movie, Dido ends up marrying the young man that's trying to become a lawyer. In real, like in the movie, they portrayed him as British born, but I think in real life he was actually French born.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he wasn't so. I mean, French is still. Have some racial issues, but maybe because he was French and in the UK, he was feeling a little bit like an outsider that could rock the boat by marrying someone that had darker skin.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you know, goes to show, you know, like, you know, if you, it was like, okay, if people want to look and see like, oh, how can I be a, like an ally? It's like, yeah, that guy was an ally. You know, like, you know, just in the face of, like I said, like trying to convince the privilege what is wrong with the system itself, in essence, is being an ally, you know, instead of the play along to get along. But, you know, when you out of the earshot of people who need to know the atrocities, like, you're not really being it. Like, you need to be in the faces of these people that you know have a certain way of thinking and being and saying, no, that's not the right way. We need to change our thinking. You know.
Yeah, you can't just be an ally when there's people of color in the room.
Right.
You have to be an ally all the time. And you can't use the excuse that, well, that's how I was raised, because you can learn and change and recognize that the things that you used to say or things that you say can change. You don't have to be stuck in the past. So even myself, I had a conversation with a woman I work with that, you know, I'm still constantly learning and making sure that I'm not doing microaggressions just because I don't know better, that if everyone on my team is allowed to call me out on those things. And so I need to continue to learn, as we all do.
Yeah, pretty much. Life's a learning lesson, you know. Like I said, a wise man, was it a wise person? A wise person knows they know nothing. Therefore, you constantly learning. And hopefully, like, that's a mantra we all can take with us. Like, we constantly have to realign our way of thinking, you know, to the betterment of society. you know, it's all a ripple effect, you know, but we have to throw the right pebbles in these ponds, you know, because like the wrong pebbles being thrown in ponds and the wrong ripple effects are happening, unfortunately.
And continuing to learn does good for your soul. So
yeah,
it's not just for society. It is for yourself.
Exactly. And that is our soapbox message from InFlight Entertainment. Okay, so what's our review? What's our grounded on a tarmac review?
Right. So sitting on the sofa, drinking your drink, enjoying the movie, putting on your shoes. You're not sure if you should watch the movie or go clean the house or going outside and just fuck this shit.
For me, for just pure historical purposes, this story, people need to know this story. It's a sit down for me. I'm not a big, you know, fan of, you know, watching movies like this, but this particular story is very intriguing. Dido's story, I had no idea. I think her story should be taught in classes, especially, you know, inner city classes, because it's really unique. And I had no idea because we always painted, okay, it was just white people throughout the centuries holding that, you know, class of holding that class down, so to speak, within the whole, you know, range of classism over there. But to have like that, like, oh no, actually it was a mixed like woman in there. Like what? Yeah. It was very enlightening. I mean, and plus performances, like, yeah, I could watch Google Mbata Raw all day. She's amazing. The cinematography was great. You know, of course, like, it's hard to shoot a bad film out there when it's all these amazing gardens and castles and stuff. It's like, it's hard for those movies to look bad. Because the scenery is just so great. It's a sit down. I think it's a story people need to know, or her story.
Yeah, I mean, it's a sit down for me. It's a beautiful movie. It's a tight story. Some great characters and characters that you start to feel for. And then everything you said about history. I also like this is based on real history and a real person. And it's great to see that society wasn't always white, and history wasn't always white, except for the people that were being destroyed or colonized or enslaved. That there were people that were more than slaves or being colonized that were part of society. And so that, like, we see that in this story. Bridgerton, which isn't based on history, but I really like that series because it does mix up the white and people of color into the story. And
yeah,
it also, like, it made me think that we really need some more stories of historical Spain, because all of the Moors who were from Africa that came into Spain and were ruling class in Spain, like, there's some amazing history there. And being a medieval literature student, I got to read some of those stories, and you don't hear those movies being made. Mm-hmm. And I would love to see some of, like, the historic Moore movies.
Yes.
Being displayed in Hollywood.
Actually, there's a movie. I think Sidney Poitier was in it, and it was about like a tribe of Moors. I got to look into that. I remember watching the movie, but it was about the Moors, and he was one of them, if I'm not mistaken. But you're right. I want to see, I mean, let's likely do it. Make it 4 hours long. Like, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah. Spain, you know, how they went to Sicily, you know, chain, you know, made those light-skinned Sicily people, you know, put some pigmentation throughout the generations. Just saying, a lot of Sicilians don't want to like admit that, but hey, we all share the same blood, brother. So definitely, but this movie, we definitely suggest it. Great performances, just a great historical figure, in my opinion, to this day don't get the recognition she deserves, in my opinion. Overall, just like in general said, and I love that you hit that point. It was tight. It was, the story was tight, it was tightly edited. I didn't find myself like checking my watch. Like the scenes really move. It wasn't any boring scenes in there. Like, all the scenes were dramatic, it hits its points, and it kind of moved on to the next. And yeah, it wasn't really a lot of lingering, kind of like, oh, okay, I get it, let's go kind of thing, Oh, you're right. It was tight-lit. It was like an hour and 42 minutes or something like that. Like, it wasn't even 2 hours. So So definitely, we suggest Bale, check it out. You dig it. We dug it. So yeah, and get your history on, Get some knowledge.
Yeah, you can rent it on Amazon right now. So that's where you can find it on the cheap. Mm-hmm. And thoroughly recommend checking it out.
Yes. Yeah. All right, guys. So we will see you next week. Until then, we wish everyone safe physical distancing and
get the vaccine.
And keep wearing that mask. Peace.